Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Utopia Wave, and I'm Psychic Lady Yoli. Tonight, we're going to be hosting an awesome show, not only because it's a full moon's night, but because there's a lunar eclipse that took place today as well. Now folks, there's a couple things that I want you to keep in mind. Lunar eclipses date back to prior lunar eclipse. In other words, you'll feel the effects because they're linked all together in many ways. Now, let me get my information here. My computer's running a little slow. Okay. So, as I was saying, tonight we have two manifestations. Not only the fact that we have the full moon, but because we also have the lunar eclipse that took place. An eclipse is not a one-night stand. I mean, eclipses are surreal, meaning they cultivate narratives that unfold over time. So the best way to understand this manifestation is to look to the past. Today's lunar eclipse is actually the sixth installment of an eight-part series that began way back in 2018. Let's think back of previous eclipses. For example, January 2018, January 2019, July 2019, and December 2019, which was just last month. Can you track any important, consistent themes associated with these moments in time? Were you moving through a breakup, perhaps, or graduating from school, perhaps leaving a toxic work environment? This energy can be felt 3 weeks before and after the exact cosmic alignment. So by looking back to previous eclipses in series, you'll have a better understanding of how tonight's lunar eclipse will make way for unexpected manifestations. One of the most remarkable aspects of eclipses is that they speed up time. Eclipses open new doors by slamming others shut. I've been seeing that January is very significant for changes. So if you happen to find yourself facing new unexpected challenges or maybe new manifestations that you really don't really understand how they've come about, don't be scared, especially if they're happening in January. The lunar eclipse is simply trying to get you back on track so that you reach your fullest potential. I can't stress that enough. Eclipses may not always play nice, but tough love is necessary every now and then. And boy, do we know that. Right now, the best thing you can do is focus on everything you've already achieved. Okay? You've grown so much since 2018. And by the time these eclipses finally conclude, absolutely everything will make sense. Trust me on that. Embrace the change. After all, a brand new decade is just getting started. Let's make 2020 the best year yet, okay? So I tell you, you have to be very mindful in the sense of kind of, you know, what I like to say is that you want to ride the wave, okay? Some of you may be going through challenges that may be significant in the sense where you find yourself in a situation where you're thinking, I never thought I would find myself here. And others are thinking, wow, I was literally in the rut and I somehow got out of it and I don't know how. So it's just, it's a lot of life experiences that are happening in the next couple months. Folks, just ride the wave. You're being aligned and you're being basically put back on track. I guess it's the best way of describing it. Now, enough about that. I do have some folks that are on hold. And I'm looking forward to doing their mini readings. As you know, mini readings consist of what's called a gypsy layout. Now, my gypsy layout is going to give you some information. I'm trying to give you the most as I can. But as you know, tarot card readings take anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour. So the best way we can go about this is make sure you have your date of birth. If you want me to take a look at anyone particularly, whether it be a spouse, partner, or anyone, make sure you have their information too. I don't need the year. The month and day will do. And let's try to narrow down what the categories are, right? Whether it be love, whether it be career, whether it be health, whether it be, I don't know, any category that's that you're looking to get information on. And then that way I can give you the max, okay? The other thing I always like to also mention, which is my disclaimer, is if I mention anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, please let me know. I mean, it's never happened, but I don't know when it's going to happen. And I want to make sure that we're comfortable enough to be able to tell each other, hey, let's not talk about that. And I'll know to gear the reading a different route. Alrighty, folks, so let's take some of these callers and let's start our mini readings. Let me give out the number, by the way. I should have started doing that in the beginning. If you want to get a reading and you want to call in, here's the number. It's 515-602-9708. And I'm going to give that number out again. If you want to get a free reading, go ahead and call 515-602-9708. 602-9708. Okay, and I'll be giving my private information later in the show so that if you ever want to give, you know, get a private session, you'll know where to reach me. My website is www.ladyyoli.com, and my personal number to give me a call is 786-290-4735. Alrighty, so let's go with caller. Ooh, this person's been waiting on hold. Okay, so the area code number is 480. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Keisha. My birthday is January 29th, and I would like to know, do you see anybody new coming into my life?
All righty. You can definitely take a look at that. What's your first name again?
Keisha.
Keisha. Okay. So let's see here. Let's see. Love is such a common topic.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. So love. I tell you what, this is actually very interesting. I do see someone coming into your life. This is someone who's going to come into your life more towards the month of March, and
mm-hmm.
believe it or not, I feel that this is someone that you may have crossed paths with. So this is someone who you may run into within your daily routines. I feel that you may not necessarily have been introduced, but this is going to be a familiar face, if that makes sense. Okay?
Oh, really? Okay.
This is going to be a familiar face. It's a newcomer, okay? It is a newcomer, but it's not someone who's totally new. You've definitely crossed paths with this person.
Right.
As far as description, I want to say this person is slightly older, and I will give you some other piece of information that's not necessarily related to love, but it has something to do with, it's funny because I kind of feel that you may have recently started doing something that's more related to like a hobby, and that person may be within that setting. Is there anything that you've started recently that is kind of like, whether it be a hobby or something that you're into and you're just focusing more on? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is it a sport?
Is it a sport?
Oh,
it was a couple of stuff. Oh, okay. So I'm trying to reinvent myself like every couple of months. Anyway, so I want to join a gym. Then I want to start doing my spiritual thing. So I want to go to a sweat lodge thingy and start doing stuff like that. And then I want to start doing my candles. So I want to get out and start learning some, you know, creative stuff on how to, you know, bring those to life, you know.
Too.
Yeah. Maybe you're probably talking about the gym, maybe. So.
Perhaps, although I really kind of got that setting where it would be like a group thing. Group, you know, whether it be you joining a group, but definitely note that this is something, I mean, this is where you're going to meet this person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a familiar face.
Okay.
So kudos to you. I do think that there's, I mean, there's more stuff that populates, not necessarily too significant, but I think you've come to a point in your life where you have decided that you're not going to settle for less. And a lot of people, it's not to say that a lot of people are not on that level. I just feel that once you've reached that level, you know that you're going to be selective. You're not just going to let anyone into your life. And I think that you have come to that point. So having this person be kind of what you're looking for is going to be very rewarding for you. And, I mean, I feel that you're going to be very happy. There's definitely potential for this to be something more than just a friendship or casual type of setting. This is going to be something more concrete. So kudos to you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. God bless you.
You're welcome, hon. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Alrighty, so let's see who we have here. Folks, once again, if you want to call in, the number to call to get a free reading is 515-602-9708. So let's see who our next person is. Okay, 914. 914?
Hi, how are you? My name is Katie.
Hi, hon. Speak up a little more. What's your first name again?
Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Yes.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
How can I help you tonight?
I was wondering if works. This woman whose birthday is July 11th is saying that she can get this man whose birthday is September 10th to work on my project.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if you see that happening, if in fact she can reach out to him, if he will come on board.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I can definitely
do need mine
too, for
you.
Now, I wrote down the information you gave me, but what's your date of birth?
June 26th.
Okay. So basically, whether there's potential for this person to come on board and work in partnership with you. Okay. Let's see here. So one of the things I do see is that, yes, that, there's a positive answer, but there's more to it, okay?
Okay.
I do see it coming to pass. I do see that there's kind of like a negotiation situation taking place right now where it almost seems as if he's eager to start the project, but there's also something that keeps him from getting on board. Now, for the most part, I mean, this could be many different things. I kind of feel that it's not about what is being proposed to him. I think he's pretty much on board with moving forward. I don't think it's about whether it be the benefits or whether it be the pay or anything like that. I think it's the timing more than anything. So is it safe to say that what you want to, what your specific goal is time sensitive and it's vacant, so therefore this person needs to be on board right away? And I kind of feel that he may not be ready as of yet. He's eager, but the timing is not essential, if that makes any sense.
Yes, I actually have a question for you there, because like, it's new to me that somebody is like being a go-between for me, but it just came up this way. So I would be willing to wait for his time frame to be okay, you know, to start then. So, but you're seeing that it's already been presented to him, because the person who's the go-between told me that she hasn't presented it to him yet. But you're saying that she has?
Well, here's the thing. The way I see it is it was put on the table. I guess it hasn't been officially proposed to him, but he knows what it's all about and is waiting for that call. I'll put it that way, right?
Okay.
Now, once again, the not moving forward is because he's not able to do so as of yet. He's interested by all means, but he needs time. You know, I kind of want to pin it to where it could be even him having to relocate or having to put basically his ducks in a row in order to be able to get on board fully. Maybe it's a matter of him having to give time notice. Who knows? But there's something that's limiting him from being able to get on board right away. And I totally understand how you guys are envisioning having to have someone as soon as possible, right? But you don't want to – he's a perfect candidate. Let me just put that out there. And I think it's worth waiting.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, I was just going to say, so if I wait, he'll come on board.
He will. But, see, here's the thing. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe you or others have gotten kind of cold feet in the sense that, you know, thinking that because he can't come on board right away, that he may not be what you guys are looking for. But it's not. I think it's worth waiting. I mean, you've waited a little bit. Doesn't matter to wait a little more, right?
Yes, definitely. Oh, wow.
And I also
feel
he's very experienced in the realm. I mean, I think that this is someone who is going to go that extra mile. And I think that when you have someone who's, you know, a good candidate in many ways, it also offers a lot of peace of mind. I think this is someone who's going to be able to offer a lot of peace of mind all around, whether it be carrying additional weight or just going the extra mile. So I think it would be best to just wait until that person's available.
Yeah, same here. Just like you're saying, if he's this good, which I believe he is too, I'm excited to work with him. I even want him to do like other projects together.
There you go. So yeah, it's worth waiting. Definitely worth waiting.
Oh wow. And I
do want to wish you the best, okay?
Thank you. You too. Thank you. God bless you.
You too, hon. Take care and have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Thank you. Bye bye.
Alrighty, folks. Let's take our next caller once again. For those of you who want to get a free reading and call in, the number to call is 515-602-9708. The number again, 515-602-9708. So let's see here. Let's take our next caller. Okay, so I have area code 615.
Hi.
615.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who do I have the, how do you say it?
My name is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. And how can I help you today?
Oh, I was just wondering if I would be in a love relationship this year.
Okay, perfect. I can definitely take a look at that. Let me have your date of birth.
April 15th.
April 15th. Awesome. Okay, let's see here. Okay. So, two things. I know you asked, but I just want to make sure I understood. You asked if there is new love. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, here we go. There is new love, but something before that stands out that I think is important to point out. And if you don't want to waste time on that, just let me know. There is new love down the horizon. But I also feel that there's someone who's actually very present. Do you want to go into that, or?
I don't know. I can't think of anyone who's present because the last relationship I had was, like, in 2017, and he left to another place, like, far state.
Okay. The reason I say this, there's someone who's very present in the sense of someone who wants to establish something concrete with you. I feel that this person is someone that you've known for many, many years and is someone who may have even recently kind of declared their feelings for you. Now, here's the thing. I do also sense that it may not be someone that you see in a concrete way, but things may change towards the summer when it comes to this particular person, okay? I don't want to say that it's that person that you said that left to another country. I mean, I think this is more close to home in the sense that it's someone that's basically close to home. So I guess just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there is a newcomer, although this person wouldn't be someone that would come into your life until somewhere around April or May.
Oh, okay.
And then my question to you is, did you recently, I know it doesn't have to do with love, but hey, gypsy layouts sometimes speak their mind. There's an opportunity, a job maybe that you may have applied for. Have you recently started a new job or a new venture that has to do with something that you're very passionate about?
No, not yet. I've been looking.
Okay. Now, and then just to kind of narrow down what this could be, have you worked with young children or young, like a school setting?
No.
No, because I see you working with kids.
Oh, okay.
And the setting is very familiar. Okay? So, in other words, to me, that basically means that you've been there before, whether it be maybe volunteering or doing an internship or just maybe going back to familiar setting and apply. You know, you probably applied in a familiar setting that has young kids. Does that ring any bells?
Not at the moment, but I could probably think because I've been so many familiar places.
Keep that in mind. I feel that this is going to be something that's really going to be kind of life-changing in the sense that you're going to be doing something that you're very good at, but at the same time something that's going to be consistent for long term. And I see you doing very well, okay?
Oh, okay.
If you've been applying at schools or you know, places that usually have youth and kids and things like that, I see you doing that in the next month or so. Okay?
Oh, okay.
But other than that, you have a lot of good things to look forward to, especially with that newcomer coming along. And then kind of think about who that person can be, as far as the person that I picked up on, as someone who may be persistent in wanting to have something more. I don't necessarily think you guys have established any type of relationship, but it's someone who has kind of declared their feelings towards you.
Huh. Oh, okay. I'll probably be more interested in the newcomer because, I don't know, I'm trying to think of the current person, but they don't come to mind.
No. Well, you'll have that newcomer that will be coming along, and there's potential there as well. It's just that this other person stood out, so I thought maybe
this recently
manifested. Maybe it's still very premature. Who knows? Maybe it's about to happen.
But just
keep in mind.
Oh, all righty. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I wish you the best, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. All righty. So we have about, let me see here, we have about 3 more minutes to go. I'm going to give you my information for those of you who are in the chat room. Keep in mind that when I do host these shows, it's very hard for me to be able to respond via the chat option, and especially through the Facebook pages. You know, it's best that you call in so that you can get a reading, and that way we can connect via the phone. Folks, if you're interested in having a more private session, you're welcome to reach me on my website, which is www.ladyyoli.com. And that's LadyYoly.com. And if you would like to schedule an appointment, my number, my direct number is 786-290-4735. Again, that number is 786-290-4735. Now, I'm going to provide the number again if you want to call in to get a free reading tonight. The number to call is 515-602-9708. Let's see who's on here. That's, I think this is a Miami caller. So the area code is 786. 786. Oh, sorry, there's a couple of you. So 786, I'll say the next three numbers, which is 210. So 786-210. Hello? Hello? Oh, okay, I guess that call got dropped. Let me see. Hello? 786-210? Can you hear me? I think, I guess we lost you. You're welcome to call again, hon. Folks, like I said, I'm really excited to host these shows. I'll be hosting these shows every full moon's night, God willing. Make sure that you know when there's a full moon. I'll be on that same night at 11 p.m. And if you're interested in whether it be following or keeping on top of the articles that I put, and, you know, where I'll be hosting events similar to tonight's, you're welcome to follow me on social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, and that would be searching for Lady Yoli. Folks, like I said, I wish you all a very good night. We have about 30 seconds to go. Thank you so much for those who called in, and we'll see each other again next month. Take care, and brightest blessings.